This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Review time. That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to a panel of Talk Radio experts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Long live McFadden, who is associated with some of the best talk radio programs in the country, if not in the world. And Joe Crummy as well joining us as we go through the charts for the week of June 11th to the 15th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, these are the big stories of the week. And we're going to start. Richie sometimes likes me to start at the top because he doesn't think, he has no faith in me, believes that I will not give enough time.
Prove me wrong.
Well, we could start at number 10 and prove me wrong. No. You know what we could do? We could start with Barry Manilow, not as a countdown extra even. We could add one to the countdown.
This is where you get off track and we don't have any number one.
It's already happening, Rich.
Okay.
Inspector General, it's all about Barry Manilow.
That's right, exactly. He's inspecting his general. Okay, so the Trump summit with Kim Jong-un is number one, according to Talkers. No surprise there, as the week has seen review on top of review of this. What do we think and what have we heard? Richie, you're associated with Dana Loesch, and so I wondered what her take on this was, as opposed to, and I don't even know, I shouldn't say as opposed to, because there seems to be a unified chorus coming from a lot of the right-wing programs. You were with me at the Talkers Convention last week, where the fellow that runs the Salem talk radio stations said, if you're not with Trump, you're in trouble.
Well, no, what he said is that Trump is the gift that keeps on giving to talk radio, and if you're not talking about Trump, you're in trouble. Not so much if you're not with him, you're in trouble.
Well, I mean, with him conversationally.
Conversationally, right.
I've clarified that.
I think that everybody...
Yeah, I'm waiting to see that on Salem where people are talking against Trump. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
I wouldn't hold your breath. I understand that. That's the one. Right, I get it.
Yeah. Jennifer works for Salem Station in Los Angeles. Okay,
no,
anyway,
Richie,
you
were saying. I get it.
No. I think that everybody's hopeful. Everybody says, you know what, we are optimistic, but we are still going to sit and watch. There's a lot of complaints that human rights weren't addressed, but you know what, I think you get your one foot in the door, you start the conversation, and then you move your way into all the things that need to be addressed. And we've got these people in handcuffs. I mean, ever since China kind of locked down the North Korean economy, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. China was the only thing they had, and now they've got nothing. So they need to do this. And I think Kim Jong-un sees himself as more, he wants to be a superstar on the world stage. And he knows that if he's locked himself into his own country, that's never going to happen.
I don't think that's true at all. I think he wants to be in a palace by himself, count his money, and he wouldn't care whether he was in North Korea or whether he was on a beach in Hawaii.
I think Rich
likes
right
the publicity. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He likes Western culture. He's drawn to the guys. I mean, for God's sake, Dennis Rodman's his favorite basketball player. He likes the flash. He likes that, the fur and the piercings. It's
well, that's
very
why I suggested he wouldn't
he
really care whether he was in charge or not. All right, let's go around the room and have one word attributed to the summit. Richie, you've had your time, so we'll come back to you around the table. All right, well, Richie says hopeful. Victoria, what do you say? One word.
Go to someone else. I'm thinking.
Good. Jennifer. I want to double.
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Symbolic. Yes. Oh, my word would be symbolic.
Okay.
I'm not smart enough to talk about that. I'm just going to tell you his real problem is controlling, keeping, maintaining control once his people get a taste of Western affluence, and that is his real nightmare. Okay, that's what's going on.
Well, that's what happens everywhere when you get a taste. That's what happens.
Right.
That's why communism really will ultimately fail in China. People are—they are they're trying to keep everybody happy by sort of being.
But he's got to have it, right? But he's got it, right. He has to have it. He has to take it. It's kind of weird. It's a weird medicine he's got to take, and that's what he's thinking about. Once they allow U.S. business interests in, and McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A or whatever it's called, he starts to worry about it.
Well,
okay, how does he keep control?
And then we get to Victoria with her word, but apparently. North Korea is kind of stuck in this economic kind of quasi-middle ground where everything used to be run by the government, and you got vouchers from the government for everything, for your home.
Yeah, that's communism.
Your home was given for education, to go to school, you got a voucher. To get a loaf of bread that day, you got a voucher. To get a little bit of rice and water, you got a voucher. And then there started to be kind of this this money circulating, and people started negotiating with each other for goods and services and cutting the government out. And so North Korea is kind of in this middle ground where they don't really control the economy 100%. And Kim Jong-un saw this coming and said, I don't have total control because I don't control 100% of the money that people are using to negotiate for goods and services now, something needs to change. And that's part of what's going on here.
All right, Victoria, your word.
You can't control.
Well, I think in the interest of being optimistic, I think I will say it was optimistic. That would be my word. I'm
right.
Optimistic and like hopeful, like Rich
optimistic.
Said, that, I wish that we didn't have to foot the bill for his limo and his hotel, but, it's $100,000+, right?
Yeah.
Up next on the Talk Radio Review, Mrs. Clinton mocks Mr. Comey. Number two will be our focus as we start from the top and go to the bottom as time allows on our Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you may want to check out. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice on how to cleanse your body of those harmful, horrible parasites that are in your body, toxic agents that are all part of what causes disease. The most basic cause of the problems you have in your body are a compromised immune system, the inflammation that comes from not being able to clean your body, cleansing things like fluoride out of your body, for example, but other things that cause gas, your kidneys and colon are compromised, all kinds of things from outside intruders that come into your digestive system, affect your entire body. You want to clean your bod, and you can do that courtesy of a fine product called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea works. It's a proprietary herbal formula. It gently cleanses your body. Have a cup of this every day, and you'll rid your body of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. I'm here to tell you it works. Victoria and I drink it every day while we're on the air. The food's so different today than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago. That's why you need this. We used to thrive on the great things we grow in our garden. But now, not many people have gardens, and when you buy the food in the store, it's got herbicides and pesticides, and kind of, thanks to GMOs and Monsanto, you're getting a pretty rough diet. So if you want to clean your body up, go to GetTheTea.com. The only way you can get Life Change Tea is to go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and that'll mean free shipping for you. Can't get it in a store, got to buy it online at GetTheTea.com. You're asking specifically for Life Change Tea, which will change your life, cleanse your body. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the code DJV to get it shipped free.
It's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. It's the Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Jennifer and Victoria and Richie. The Clinton email investigation. I believe this is Clinton. Well, is she taking this seriously, or she takes a shot at Comey? Comey seems deserves to have a shot from what I can see. Here's a guy. He's a really strange. This guy's a strange dude. Man, he's got
that guy's in the middle of a firing range, and Democrats and Republicans are shooting at each other, and he's standing in the middle.
Yeah.
And well, the reason she took a shot at him is that he's investigating her for using private email as he's using private email. Like, he's not even using private server, though. He's using Gmail. Gmail, which, if you want to talk about what's secure and, you know, the priority level here, hello, like, that's why she said, but my emails, she tweeted back at him, which was kind of funny. This Inspector General report just confirmed what we already know. The government lies to us. They treat each other favorably. And I don't know if there's a lot of breaking news. There was, when in talking about her email, remember Obama said, oh, I didn't know until I read it in the media that she was using a private email address. Well, apparently that was one of the high-level executives that she was writing back and forth with. So they're lying to us on all sides, all parties, and there's a swamp, that's for sure.
No, it's a total swamp, but what's fascinating about it is that's how they split the baby in Washington, D.C., because what they've done is they've thrown a very big bone to Trump. They've said Comey is, what do you say, I don't know what the word is, but compromise, whatever, he kind of screwed up, and that gives credence then to Trump's first statement on firing him, that it's not about obstruction of justice, it's that Comey deserved to be king. They're throwing Trump a bone. Right. I'm not going to argue with you about that, but they're throwing Trump a bone. They're saying to him, but I don't know if this is going to be enough, because I'm not so sure it is. But I'm saying that they're telling Trump, look, we'll give you this. We'll stick a ship in the back of Mueller for you, although we're going to ignore all the bias in the FBI. You understand how that works? That's what they're doing. That's what I think.
Much ado about nothing. All right, you want to pick a word for this? The email investigation? Pick one word, Joe.
Not over.
Okay. Jennifer.
It's two words.
That was two words.
No, I said it as what? Not over. Okay. I thought about it. Not over.
All right. Jennifer.
Well, I already said it. Swampy.
Ugh. Swampy.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, Victoria, what about you? I'm not going to somebody else either. Come on. Come up with a word.
Don't sidestep.
Exhausting.
That's great.
Very good word.
Exhausted by this whole
Very
thing.
Very good. It's exhausting. Yes, that's a great word. Richie, word for you?
Enlightening.
What? Yeah. Enlightening. There's no enlightenment here. It's garbage.
Yeah, it is. The government is. It's all fixed. Well, they're all in it for each other.
That's
and they're
enlightenment?
Not in it for us.
You're just learning that now? What's
no,
the matter with
it
you?
It just enlightens what we already knew.
21 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. Say hi to John and Lisa and some other folks listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hit, the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio industry. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of it, along with a list every week that we are talking about at Talkers.com. So, we've been through number one, the summit, number two, the email, number three, the G7 meeting last weekend, another yawner as far as I can see. A lot of people trying to make a big deal out of the Trudeau-Trump, is it a spat? What are we, how do we describe?
I think the eyebrow gate was the biggest thing to come out of it.
Eyebrow gate, yes. Yeah. There we go. Yeah,
where everybody thought he lost his eyebrow and he had fake eyebrows, but actually it was just a shadow and a lighting trick.
That's the most important thing that came out of it.
I think that was the funnest.
I didn't even hear anything about that.
Oh, my God. No, it was good.
What I thought was interesting was the suggestion that Russia be brought back in and make it the G8 again after they were booted a few years ago for conduct
of
becoming a country.
For that.
But why they were kicked out, or why he wants to bring him back?
I know why they were kicked out. Why does Trump want to? Why is he the only one who wants to bring him back? I don't get it.
Because they're pals, they're friends. Well, he helped him get elected. Why shouldn't he have him? You know, come.
They
back
were kicked out because of the Crimea invasion.
I know. And, yeah, I get all that. Yeah. But why does Trump want them back? That's what I don't understand. Look, I'm not a Trump fan. We know that. But I'm resisting making all the low-hanging fruit jokes here. But I want a real answer.
That's great.
But I want a real answer. Really, why does he think that Russia should be back in it?
Okay. I think Trump looks at it as a way to control. If he has Vlad at the table, there's a couple things. One, he wants better relations with Vlad because he can see, as he pulls out of North Korea, which ultimately he's going to have to pull his troops out, he can see that China's going to be flexing their military muscles. So he wants to be able to be tight with Vlad as a counterweight against China in the region. That's one thing. Secondly, he wants Vlad at the table as much as possible because, say, like you give up Crimea, we got nothing. So he's going to look at Crimea and he's going to go, okay, Vlad, you're going to take Crimea. You've been lusting after it for 500 years. I'm not getting in the way of that, but what do I get elsewhere? What do I get in Syria? what do I get? I don't know. It's above my pay grade, but what do I get over here? He wants him at the table because he sees everything, excuse me, in head cold, everybody else says, he sees everything as leverage. So he'd rather have him at the table because once he gets him to the table, then he can negotiate with him. That's why he wants him at the table.
I'm down with that.
And I can see no one cares, but I mean, that I think that's what it is.
No.
Right? It's not. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. Well, can I tell you what the real fear here is? China.
Yeah.
China is really kind of playing this whole thing perfectly. And they are slowly but surely, like in 1979 or whatever, when they started going to a real economy, they are investing in the future, and we are still investing in the past when it comes to textiles and steel and just all those kind of things. And China is investing in technology, stealing all of our technological secrets, and just that's the thing that scares me. Russia is broke. They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I agree. I think Russia has always had very good PR with how much of a threat they are, but they're really, I don't really think they are that much of a threat.
Well,
but China, I agree with you. But I agree with you, Rich. China, I've been calling China the frenemy for a long time. They act like our friend. They're really our enemy.
And, you know, Trump sees that, and that's why he's trying to slam these tariffs on them this weekend.
Well, that's why
because
the G7.
They keep stealing. Right, exactly.
That's why it's important that he's...
What do they have to gain is the question that I always ask, because without us, they don't have a real partner. They don't have a buying partner. They don't
little by little, they keep growing their economic power, and then someday they will be number one.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. There's the bright look for the future, folks, from the folks on our panel. Up next, primaries from last week on the Talk Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is now locked up in a jail in Warsaw, Virginia, just 90 miles south of Washington. His ankle bracelets were revoked amid allegations of witness tampering from special counsel Robert Mueller. He faces trial for various charges, including failing to register as a foreign agent. Manafort and his Russian business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, allegedly asked European contacts to testify that their lobbying work did not take place in the U.S. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Manafort's attorney, "This is not middle school. I can't take his cell phone. I have no appetite for this." Manafort will now remain in jail until his trial concludes later this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now for a continuation of a focus on this week's happenings in the News Talk Radio world, a conventional idea that's been around for decades thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so we have a different list every week, and now we're starting at the top because it appears I have been distracted sometimes as I host this program, start at the bottom and we never get to the top. So now we start at the top and we work our way to the bottom.
I'm Casey Kasem. This is the number one song, yeah, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Reg McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. His evil thoughts is available or are available. Well, every day he's got a different evil thought.
Yes, sir.
Where he gets your podcast, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the primaries, and the fact that a sort of traditional Republican, Sanford, lost, he took a shot at the president. So what? He was a loser anyway. Wasn't he the one that got into trouble with
his, he had the affair.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that. You know, he looked familiar. I go, who is this guy? He was the guy that said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, but he flew to South America because he had a girlfriend.
Oh, that
there.
Guy?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
I forgot. He was the governor when he was missing. He was missing in action. They go, where's the governor? And he was out having a little situation.
Found his true love.
Yeah, right, whatever happened.
On the top of
I forgot about that part, too. Anyway, so that's the guy. And he
that's the guy.
Apparently, that's
blamed Trump because Trump supported his opponent. Okay, so you don't never look in the mirror, sir.
Well, it's funny because people kind of worked his affair and his missing days into the attack on him in that, like, his opponent that ran against him in their TV ads would say it's time for him to take a hike, and it just little
this time for real.
This time for real.
This time for real. And then Trump tweeted, he was funny. He said he's better off in Argentina anyway. So it was pretty funny.
Right.
Help yourself. Okay. So other primary wins, California. What, there are 8 states, I think, that had primaries for gubernatorial contests. I don't think there's anything
striking that came out of it, other than the Sanford thing. So let's keep moving. Number five. What? You got something else to say?
Are you going to bring up that Cal exit thing where they're going to split the state of California into three different states?
Well, that's number nine on the countdown.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stand down.
We can do that now for a minute. It's kind of actually amusing the state of California divided into three separate states, Northern California, Southern California, and California.
And right.
So, it is kind of already like that.
It is.
I would bet that... Yeah. I think that the chances of peace with North Korea are much better than the chances of actually splitting California into three. So,
right. I think people in California...
There's no way it's going to happen.
Right. And I think people in California just need to just kind of take a beat and go, okay, we live in California. This is it. And if you don't like it, the people who want it to be a sanctuary state, they want to break away from, they want it to be its own country.
Go somewhere
else. Three different states.
No.
Then just move. You either accept the fact that you live in California.
The state is run by lunatics, and there are lots of people who live in the state who are lunatics. Fortunately for me, I don't live there full time, so I can't be considered a lunatic. Crummy, you do live there full time, and I think most people do think you are a lunatic. So,
and I am a lunatic, but I'll say this: it doesn't matter to me which group of leftists is running me. They're all the same as far as I'm concerned. So I don't even care. And it's never going to happen. Although there is
bad lefties, I thought.
No, they're just lefties. Right now, they're just all lefties to me. I mean, it's going to be. But the conspiracy theory is don't go.
I want to throw something into the mix. We're talking about lefties and righties and stuff.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's something. This is why these stories that we go through that become the cream of the crop, they rise to the top of the discussions on a lot of talk radio programs that are surveyed, talk radio programs, hosts, the stations. That's where these discussion topics come up with. That's how we get to the top 10. So as an example of the complete, the stuff that we were talking about before, what do you expect from the government kind of, when it gets to the Clinton emails or things about the running of the government? People confuse bureaucracy with the elected side and the bureaucratic side of running things. But there's a perfect example of something that's floating around, a program that started a couple of years into the Obama administration that was supposed to find people jobs. And it was millions of dollars spent, and out of the millions of dollars, it was started, he heralded, it's like this, and I've heard every other president say the same thing, I've heard governors say the same thing, but this is what drives people nuts, and it is legitimately a way to drive people nuts. Here's this program, has millions of dollars that was set aside to help people get jobs, and 17 people, there was an investigation done of this thing, and 17 people got jobs out of it. Out of this, the 17 people in someplace in Kentucky, but millions of dollars were spent on this program trying to get things to turn things around for people in the coal mining towns. And this is the stuff that we ought to, I think, to a point be thinking about, don't you? Look at this stuff. But there's so much of it because there's so much money there. They have so much at their disposal. We keep borrowing more money to do stuff like this, and it doesn't go anywhere. So
I think, and I haven't read this report that you're
reading.
Right,
I haven't either.
That job program, if this is the same thing that I'm remembering with the coal mine thing, that was basically training coal miners, existing coal miners and younger people who would probably, their fate and destiny would probably be in a coal mine if they were still open. But that was training people in tech jobs and transferring their skill set and learning, having them learn
other things. So how come only 17 people got jobs out of it?
I haven't read what you're reading, so I don't know what the other details are of it. I don't know. But I think that's the same program, though, that you're talking about.
Yeah, it is the same program. Anyway, it's a digression from... I'm throwing that out there because I think there's so much of that, and it becomes a distraction because there's so much where you can't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the Trump-Russia investigation. We may have taken care of this already by our discussion of Putin and his friend... Mr. Trump and the allegations back and forth. Should the Russians be a part of the G7. I think all of this stuff belongs jumbled together, frankly. And by the way, we've had this thing on the story list for since last year.
The entire time I've been on the show.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? What the hell? It's nothing more than the same, you know, there's the Comey side of it and Mueller and...
I think it's a coping mechanism. I think it's a coping mechanism for those who lost the election. It's like therapy for them. It's impeachment porn. It keeps them. It's oxygen.
Impeachment porn.
That's what it is. It's impeachment porn.
I've never
porn.
Heard that phrase before. Rich, you ever hear that?
Well,
impeachment porn.
It's out there now.
Yeah. No, it's out there now because I talk about it on the Evil Thoughts podcast.
Yeah. Evil
That's
thoughts.
What it is. Yeah. You know, it keeps people like, yeah.
And do we say the same thing about immigration enforcement, the latest fiasco, who's paying? I mean, what? So what? Nothing's happening. It's just yak. What is important, and this is really how this affects you, number 7 is the interest rate and how the Fed has increased it twice this year and they're going to do it again a couple of times. I was with a banker last night at dinner, and he sees this as a slowdown. He's in the mortgage business. And he sees this as a way to slow down the heat. The housing prices.
Yeah, housing
they're
is hot
going
right now.
Fast, and this is, they want to slow it down.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Or else we'll end up where we were 10 years ago.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. Those of you who are studying your sleep. Sleep on the weekend, sleep during the week. Are you getting 7 hours? There isn't a week that goes by that there isn't some kind of research that comes out about how it affects the, if you're getting enough sleep, it's good for your nervous system, good for your digestion, it's good for this, it's good for that. So I can look at those studies and talk about them, and then I can apply what I learn to my advice to you from the folks at MyPillow. Get good pillows. Have good mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of that stuff. And it's interesting, this week MyPillow is celebrating a very interesting milestone in that they won the Guinness Book of World Records pillow fight. So, if for no other reason, you ought to go get the report at MyPillow.com of that. But while you're there, save 50% using the DJV code. You want pillow cases, you want mattresses, you want these small pillows, you want the big pillows, whatever you want, enjoy 50% off for the premium pillows, the go-anywhere pillows, all the things that are there. The pillows made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee on anything on the site. So try it. You don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. No other pillow manufacturer or mattress manufacturer, for that matter, is going to give you that kind of detailed and lifetime warranty. And really, it's really better, 10 years on a pillow. Hello. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, get you all the bargains, save you money, get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown, show number 10, as we go through the stories for this past week, the week of June 11th to the 15th. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. Football action, Major League Baseball. Yep, football. Some of the camps are already starting a little action. Most of them will report in July, but some of the players who want to stay in shape, get ready, are already working at it. Major League Baseball, okay, kind of cool. Whether or not there's going to be, I think there's going to be at least one team that's won this year wants to go to the White House. Anyway, the Washington Capitals, I think, are going to go to the White House. Number 9, the proposal to cut California into 3 separate states. Number 8, Robert De Niro's speech at the Tonys. Number 7, the Fed interest rate scale going up. Illegal immigration is 6. Russia investigations 5. Primaries 4. G7 meeting 3. The Clinton email investigation is number 2. And the results of the summit, number 1 this week, from the Talk Radio Countdown show.
A question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds. Caltrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Caltrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Caltrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
People in the focus on the Talk Radio Review. Countdown from number 10 to number 1 puts Tim Draper at number 10. Mr. De Niro, Robert De Niro at number 9. Paul Manafort, is he going to jail? Maybe. Connected to Mueller, who's number 7. Mark Sanford,
I didn't win because Donald Trump is a bully. Okay.
Number 6, he didn't win. Hillary Clinton, number 5, she's always a winner in a manner of speaking. Number 4, James Comey. Number 3, Justin Trudeau. I don't know. What do we make of all that Clinton-Trudeau, the spat? They'll be fine. Next week, they'll be pals again. Kim Jong-un. Look at that. Presidential pal. Number 1 is Kim Jong-un, at least at the moment. And I guess maybe unless you're pals with yourself, Donald Trump likes himself. I think that's fair to say. He's number 1 this week, as he has been and usually will be, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Number 7. On the countdown list from Talkers Magazine this week, as we review things going on in the world of news talk, the Fed is interested, has raised the interest rate, and one wonders if you're interested in the outcome of that, what it may lead to. The housing market is so hot in most areas of the country right now, prices unheard of, and interest rates having been low, it made the housing market even hotter. But if we don't have enough houses, where do people live? I guess that's a question. If we can't keep building houses because the population keeps increasing, although that brings you around to another discussion. The people who were born here or who are American citizens, that population is not increasing. Population of people coming to this country legally and illegally is where the population increase is coming. But everybody still needs to have a place to live. So anyway, the interest rate going up a quarter of a point, does that slow the housing market down, the interest in buying houses, who's eligible to buy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The president of my little bank here in Framingham, Massachusetts says, yep, that's exactly what it'll do. And that's kind of what they want, because the banking industry would rather have fewer loans with high interest because it costs them less to service them than a lot of loans with low interest. So this may be, once again, the wink wink here is that the banking business is they're the ones benefiting from this, not the public. If you have fewer homes being sold, but the interest rate's higher, better for the banks.
Right. And right, there's pressure on the rental market now too. The rents are going to go up.
Yeah, rents are higher.
You can't find
all right.
Rents are higher.
Rents were out of control for a while, but right now they're going higher. That's it.
Yeah,
it's all going. Everything's going higher. The other thing we ought to spend a moment on here, and that's all we have, is the Robert De Niro speech at the Tonys. And people cheering him for being obscene. I kind of like it.
Is anybody really shocked? It's Hollywood.
It was very inappropriate for that night, though. The rest of the Tonys did not have that tone. It was not political, and then he just... I don't know. Maybe he's losing it.
Everybody expects it. No, he's not losing it. They all think it.
I don't know. I think they all say it.
I agree with you. And I have a weird sympathy for a lot of these people because they're in the bubble, man. I mean, and it's easy to be in the hater bubble. It's everywhere. And so they it's like you're being Kathy Griffin. You know, you're conditioned like it's okay. It's cool. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to say it. Then you say it.
And then nobody telling you no.
Yeah.
Well, I just said no, Joe. No go, Joe. Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. Rich McFadden.
Thank you.
Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen. 10 before the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A review of the big issues, the big news this week from technology as to how it impacts you. Victoria Keelan here to do the honors, starting at number 5 and going to number 1. Good news for... I guess this is for Amazon itself, not necessarily for the people that work there. Would you agree, Victoria?
Yeah, it's good news for Amazon, Starbucks, and other large companies that are based in Seattle. Just a month after the city of Seattle passed what was considered to be a controversial corporate head tax aimed at Amazon and other large businesses that they would have used that money to fund homeless programs, the city council, in a surprising move, actually rescinded the plan after Amazon and Starbucks and other firms got together and said that it was just completely unfair that they would have to pay a $275 tax per employee, and that's from any company that makes $20 million a year or more. And so that there are a bunch of companies out there that fit that bill, and so the city was trying to kind of pass that tax on to the companies. It wouldn't affect any of the taxpayers. It's one of the reasons why they did it. They said that it was kind of their workaround. That's how stadiums often get built. they have a tax on something that doesn't actually hit the consumer and the individual taxpayer, but in this case, Amazon and all the other companies just fought back and said that was just too much. So we'll see. But Seattle is still dealing with a bad homelessness problem. It's up another 4% just this year
alone. That's not Amazon's fault. That's not
Amazon's fault.
No.
But Seattle has to figure something out. That's
so
let
them figure it out of the taxes that are already collected. What are they? This is outrageous. This is more of a way to get into people's pockets than anything else. It's the same old stuff. Fix the problem. Don't just keep grabbing people's money. So number four on our way to number one this week on the countdown of the hot things from technology, Victoria.
Microsoft is in the news this week. They are rolling out some new changes to their Office 365 program, which actually serves 800 million people around the world use Microsoft Office. And so they've got some new bells and whistles. They have a new the new version of it. It has been streamlined. It's going to be easier to use. It's got different colors now and different icons. There's more contrast when you look at it. It actually, overall, it looks a lot better, and it looks it's easier to work with. Microsoft Outlook, which of course runs most people's email systems at work, they also are going to get a few little tweaks in there, making things easier to search, so it will populate the search bar for you based on things that you're already working on, so it will make your, if you're looking for a contact or looking for an old email, it will use AI to help get you your search results a lot faster, so it's a new algorithm in there, which is great.
Number three, look out if you are doing your DNA testing.
You have to be really careful where you send your DNA to, everyone. And MyHeritage.com is not a site that you want to send your DNA to. It's, of course, the cheapest one. It's $59, whereas 23andMe could be a couple hundred. So you get what you pay for. They were hacked this week, and where they announced that they had been hacked. Anyone who used the service, MyHeritage.com, before October 26th of last year, you have been affected. There's a data breach, and your email addresses, and they say medical histories and things like that were not affected. I do not believe that. So if you have any of your stuff on that site, you may want to consider yanking your account. And if you do want to keep your account, make sure you change your password immediately.
This week saw the end of net neutrality officially. That's number two.
Net neutrality is officially gone, and so the FCC, this is the repeal of the rules that were put in place under the Obama administration to essentially force internet service providers to not prioritize. So small businesses get the same treatment as Amazon and large businesses do. All of that's gone now, and 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of the net neutrality rules alive. However, of those 29 states, 12 of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation, and governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, and Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont are actually working on doing that. So if you want to have net neutrality, they all say contact your local representatives and make your voice heard.
Number one is something that most people are not going to find a benefit other than the stockholders for AT&T and Time Warner. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this was the big news. This has been coming very, very, this news has been in the headlines for a long time now. It's the federal judge ruled this week that AT&T can move forward. They have finalized the deal. They have acquired Time Warner for $85 billion. So that will affect prices going down the road for sure.
Yep. All right, so there you have it in a wrap. The overview of the big technology stories every week, courtesy of the DJB program and Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.